listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Angeles, welcome to another edition of Accent On, coming to you live from the City of Angels, right here in the beautiful studios of LA Talk Radio, and I am not alone.
Okay. Hello, Alona, and everyone listening, I'm coming to you live from the City of Automobiles, Detroit, Michigan,
I can't believe, where
I'll be speaking tomorrow morning, but anyway, hello, LA.
Hi. It's so dark here. How is Detroit right now? Raining, snowy?
It's cold. It's cold and dry. And who else do we have? Who's calling from another city?
Hello from Dallas, Texas, where it's also cold and dry.
What's happening? Oh. And LA is cold and dry, and I have with me also my wonderful friend, my left hand or right hand sometimes, and my little English brain when I forget some English words. Hi, Stephanie Mack.
Hi, Alona.
Hi, Stephanie. We sure appreciate our Stephanie Mack. She's like our in-studio producer and running, and she does everything for us.
We love her.
Keeps us on track.
It's pretty complicated, all these buttons and looking into people's calling in and just playing the music and just be on the top of our discussion. And she's doing all, and she's gorgeous, she's blonde.
Yeah, so you can't just be pretty and be on the radio. You have to have some brains to run all this equipment.
But you can
stuff.
Be pretty, too.
Okay. All right. I have a quiz for everybody at the start of the show.
Okay.
We talked about dogs in the last couple of shows. Do you know what store you do not want to bring your dog into?
No.
What stores?
Yeah, what store?
I'm thinking supermarket store, anywhere where there's food.
The flea market.
Oh,
that's
so bad. Terrible.
Oh, I love that. That's so funny. Okay, I think we are in Detroit, yes? And John, what are you doing there again?
I'm actually speaking on how fashion trends impact the design of automobiles. So, see, what you don't realize is that fashion and color that are used on the runways of Paris and Milan also impact the design of the interiors of automobiles. What color is the leather? What color the outside of the car is? So I'm going to be talking about that to a lot of automotive engineers tomorrow and the next day.
And so, we'll be talking about this a little bit later, but right now I think time for our Firefly segment. And today, The Power
Already.
Of Generosity by John Johnson.
Welcome to another edition of Firefly here on Accent On. I'm John Johnson. For this Firefly segment, I want to share one simple act, discovering the power of focused generosity. As host for a national talk show dedicated to uplifting, inspiring, and entertaining people, and also to hopefully help our listeners create abundance in their lives, I find that one way of doing that is through this concept of focused generosity. You know, generosity is not so much about how much you give, but the spirit with which you give and the way you move through the world. Many of us are taught to be generous with our good fortune, like our financial resources and our talents, our time. But what about when it's more difficult to be generous? Are you generous during conflict? In rush hour traffic? When you're anxious or overwhelmed? Are you generous when you feel that the world has not been generous to you? Generous with your spirit. You know, I once shared in a speech that more important than the money I give to various charities is connecting with myself to see if I've been generous with my spirit. Because for me, generosity of spirit is when you know you have the opportunity to take the higher road and you can take it. when you know you could be right, and instead you choose kindness. When, instead of seeking to be understood, you seek to understand. When loving others includes everyone, even those folks you don't like so much. You see, this practice I find remarkably more challenging than check writing. What I have found, when I am more generous with my spirit, money flows more readily and I am able to give even more. But when I am not generous, stingy in fact, my life gets stuck, including money. And a generous spirit may take a different discipline than donating money alone, but it may also just open up something in your life that you never expected. Learn to be generous with your listening heart. Over the next few months, make a conscious decision to listen. No matter the temptation to interject your opinion, or try to be generous with your listening. If you're listening and not waiting to be heard, who knows what you might hear that could actually benefit you? Be generous with your listening heart and watch what begins to transform. And remember, generosity takes practice. So if you interrupt, don't keep talking. Reel it back and let your newfound generous heart listening commence. In the end, when it comes to the power of generosity, this is what I know for sure. Only by giving are you able to receive more than you already have. For more of my thoughts or to share your stories of generosity, visit the John Johnson official fan page on Facebook. Or follow me on Twitter at JohnsCat, JONSCAT. For Firefly, this is John Johnson. Start living your generous life like the dreams you have are real. Now, back to the studio with the incredibly generous spirit of Ilona Europa and our guest, Master P.
Wow. John, that's so, so beautiful, and I agree with you. You know, holidays are coming. Everybody remembers that this is the season to be generous with each other. But, you know, it's all year around when we need to think about this.
Well, I know a lot of people think of generosity as being, you know, writing a check to a charity or buying a ticket to some function. But, you know, to me, generosity goes much deeper than that. To me, generosity is the generosity of your spirit, right? How are you generous in other ways, right? How are you courteous to other people? How do you, you know, when you can be kind to other people, listen, you know, I just think that there's different levels of generosity, but just writing a check is just one part of that. There's a spiritual part of that as well, right? Which is, you know, the soul spark, so to speak.
Well, and, you know, you brought up, actually, I thought, kind of two different parts of things. And definitely what Ilona said is true, that we think of Christmas time and the holidays as being a time for generosity, but it really should be all year round. But I thought the other part you brought up that was really interesting, which my dad told me when I was in high school, is you really need to listen to people, because people do like to tell their story. And personally, I find it extremely interesting when I just sit back and listen to a person's life story, and you learn a lot about them. You learn about what they enjoy, and maybe come across things that both of you enjoy and can kind of go forward in a friendship together. And it's just a lot of fun that way, I think.
I really agree with you, DJ. This is so true that sometimes giving time and your heart and just listen to the people stories, life stories, can really open your heart even more for who you want to be today and in the future. I found out myself, really, really a surprise, and always makes me cry when I think about this. I just went not long ago to Poland. We had two shows that I was calling in from Poland. My mother is very, very, very sick, and, you know, it's getting worse and worse. And obviously, the holiday season, I needed to find in my country a place for my mom that she can be under 24 hours care. And she was, first, I put her into a very beautiful place that had 100 people. They were very, very all sick, on a wheelchair and with dementia and stuff like that. And, you know, the home was so big, like I say, 100 people. And I entered this place, and I said, that's the place that I want my mom to be just living. It's just beautiful. But something was there wrong. It was little, like, cold, okay? And, yes, I start entering, and day by day, talking little to these people. There were none inside. They were really like, you know, just almost afraid of me coming onto them and saying, hey, how are you? You know, even when they were on a wheelchair and you knew that they are halfway there, they still, I know they want to talk to me, but somehow they were afraid of talking to me. And I was like thinking, what's wrong with this place? And I really found out that, and that's what scares me the most, because we all will be eventually older. And, you know, old, and the generosity.
Well, that's a good, you know, Alana, that's a really good point, talking, you know, about, there's a lot of ways that you can be generous, right? You can be generous with your time.
Yes.
You know, go to an old folks home. Go there and read to people, or, you know, bring food or candy or just anything, right? There's a lot you can do with your with it doesn't require a check.
To me, you know, to being generous with older people and just give them your time, because we know the children need us. We know the young people need us, but we somehow forgetting that older people need us even more, because we will be one of them soon. And you know why we assume that they're in home, they're alone, and they already had their lives and they have nothing to share with us anymore. I think they have world to share. And I'm coming back to this end of my story, which really makes me almost happy and sad, because I moved my mom to smaller place, you know, which is like 8 people who are really halfway there with their brains. They remember or they forget. And then I start talking around the table, because they all eat around the table. Mm-hmm. I start trying to get something from these people. And one gentleman opened up to me, and he was talking about stories from the 1945, from the Krakow. He was working, you know, for SS general, and he was just obvious being very scared and tried to preserve his life. He was doing gardening for him. This man, who was almost 90 years old, he remember nothing about today. He remember almost everything about 1945 with name of the guy that he was working with, the SS general, with the parts and dates.
That's interesting. That's interesting, Alana, because the fact that you spent so much time giving of yourself, right? I mean, that's really a great example.
Yeah.
I know DJ, you don't really like to talk about what you do, but I mean, DJ gives donates a lot of his time to help people who have had injuries to the face, who can't afford plastic surgery. And I know DJ, you give of your time and your skills to help those people repair damage to their faces.
DJ, I didn't know that. Can you tell us a little more?
Well, you know, I do volunteer. There's actually a national program called About Face, which provides time from facial plastic surgeons, particularly for military veterans who've been disfigured in the Gulf War and the Iraqi conflicts, to help them reconstruct their face when they don't have access to advanced reconstructive care. So there are a lot of different opportunities to give, but I think, and why I don't like to talk about it, is when you're truly giving of yourself, it's not about getting some recognition for it. It's really about giving your time, giving your effort, giving your money, whatever part that you might be giving, to get a feeling inside that you're doing something to help someone else. And it's not that anyone else may ever know about it, but it's that you know inside. And I think that's the most important thing about it, really.
Well, you know, and I know that obviously we were talking about children and children causes and charities, events, that this year especially, you know, so many, we have so many of them. I was also, and I am involved with childhelp.org, this organization who fights child abuse. I was also involved very deeply with lots of young talents, singers and actors. We were also putting small little events to try to raise money for children with a heart problem in El Salvador. And, you know, and always I was surprised then when I got this idea, let's help somebody to raise money for some good cause. After a while, I found out that sometimes this really takes a long, long time. Time and dedication, you know. Then, you know, I wanted to say that not sometimes, you know, giving is not, like you said, writing the check. Sometimes really takes a lot of effort and time to just give your soul, your time, your money. And yes, you can raise money in time of wonderful charity event. You feel very, very good about this. You sometimes keep even contact with children who you saved or helped to save. It's just, but again, it's in the end very, very, very worth it. And I think DJ, you're supposed to talk very loudly about what you are doing because, you know, we need to be proud.
Well, I am proud of my involvement with various charities, but it's, again, it's one of those things that I don't talk about. I get paid back in numerous other ways, both through networking. You meet people that other opportunities may end up opening up for you, through just giving your time and seeing some benefit to either someone or something. I also work with a charity, the rescue that I got my dog from. I still work with them on various events. So I see the animals that they save and then the families that are changed from the animals being adopted. So there are any one of a number of ways. And I think the take-home from John's message today, at least for me, is number one, kind of reinforces my belief that you really need to sit and listen to people. And number two is think about giving. And giving isn't, as John mentioned and you mentioned, isn't necessarily opening up your checkbook, but it's donating your time, your resources, maybe your cash to help somebody else out just because it's a good thing to do. And I know a lot of, with Christmas coming up, we'll see a lot of folks going out and being secret Santas and just giving out money or giving out food or giving out whatever. But we need to remember that's something we should be doing all year long.
Yes, yes. Thank you for that, John.
I would love to hear more about John's upcoming speech, though, because I am fascinated by the association between fashion and cars. I would love to hear more.
I always say I wish everybody can see John Johnson and his way how he put clothes together. I don't know how to describe better way, but he's one of the best dressed men that I know. That's for sure. John? Hello? We miss John. No
John?
Problem. Okay, we have problem to get John back on the radio, but doesn't matter. Maybe for right now, I want to play one of my song because title is appropriate.
I was talking to our guest. He's just running a little bit late, but he's going to be joining us in just a few seconds. So
okay, then, you know, the
sorry to interrupt.
No problem. We were just saying how well-dressed man you are, and we were trying to talk about what you are doing in Detroit, but I'm sure we'll be talking about this in next week also. And then if we have guests on the phone, that's okay. We can start talking to Master P. If not, maybe let's play the song, Who's Gonna Save Me? An appropriate title, although it's about relationship between woman and men, or men and men, or woman and woman.
Some lose some, oh well, that's life. Only thing I'm tripping off is what about the talk to the kids in the crib, us in 5 years, how you disappear after everything we did, everything we built, bottom to the tip. Now she's a bitty cause she running around the city, seen her at the club with her swag looking silly, knowing she's supposed to be at home with me. Now she out of place like she don't know me, yeah, honestly I feel bad for her, cause to the core I was everything she asked for, but things happen for a reason, new woman, new season, I gotta like,
okay. Do we have our guest with us?
Oh, my gosh. We have the famous Master P on the line with us.
Oh, my
gosh. Studio.
Hello. Hello. How you guys doing?
Oh, I'm so excited. We are doing very, very well. I am Ilona Europa. Stephanie Mack is with me. We both are in L.A. studio. Obviously, I have a little bit an accent. I'm originally from Poland. We have John Johnson in Detroit. And we have, of course, our DJ, Dr. DJ Verrett from Dallas. And hello, Master P.
Oh, nice welcome. To meet you guys.
You're welcome. Welcome to the show. So we really want to introduce Master P because this is a guy that absolutely needs no introduction. So, I mean, Master P is an artist that he's a certified legend in the music industry as a multi-platinum recording artist who has blazed the trail for many of today's hottest hip-hop stars. He operates his own record label and has developed his personal brand to encompass everything from clothing to movies and television to real estate. And Master P recently said that life without change is a wasted life, has a new passion on the horizon to make major changes for the better, to take a stand, and Master P has done this in only the way that he can, by teaming up with the beautiful Beverly Hills iconic philanthropist Samin Hashemzadeh. Master P started his own foundation that honors the family and honors the children called Let the Kids Grow. We are so pleased and honored to welcome to Accent On the iconic music figure, and now adding the title of philanthropist to his name, the famous rapper Master P. Welcome to Accent On, Master P.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. Thank you guys for having me.
You're welcome. You are we're so impressed with you. My gosh, you've done everything from platinum selling albums to clothing lines to TV. I mean, what is it that you don't do? Is there anything that you don't do?
No, you know what? I've definitely been enjoying the run. I think that people have to realize that once you figure out your purpose and you know what you want out of life and you're able to reach your goals, I'm just so thankful, man. I get on my knees and thank the man, you know, that I was able to come from nothing. And that's what I do with these kids. That's why it's called Let the Kids Grow. You never know who's going to be the next president, who's going to be the next big entertainer, who's going to be the next doctor. I mean, it's amazing, man, to be able to reach back to the next generation. So anybody
it's so interesting, Percy, because, you know, I want to preface by saying that our show today is really on a, you know, we usually have a good time on the show, but today it's really a serious topic. It's really about families and children at risk, either from drugs or in some neighborhoods, gang violence. So, I mean, Master P, what was the defining moment for you when you realized there was a void in the community and that you personally needed to find a way to fill that void? What was that defining moment?
Well, no, people have to realize that nobody's perfect, and sometimes you got to take the environment that you're in and make it into a positive. I grew up in poverty. I grew up in a negative environment, but I made the best out of it and say, this is not my home. I'm only here temporarily. So, you know, I think, you know, as older people in the community, you have to serve to these kids in the community as life coaches. I mean, you can't give up on these kids because I'm a prime example that it can happen. You can change your life. You know, I was surrounded by everything that you just named, from peer pressure to the drugs in the community to the gangs to everything, but it's a church. And I think, you know, what I was able to do, I was able to find a local facility, which was the gym in my community where I met my life coach, which was my basketball coach, and I feel like for this generation, I want to be that life coach for this generation and not only talk it, but actually get on the front line and make something happen for these kids. Education play a big, big, major, important role You know, everybody that I talked to, from Oprah Winfrey to Tyler Perry to everybody that escaped poverty, you know, these people from some form of shape, they educated themselves, you know, and the ones that didn't have, you know, the great facility they had, they found somewhere to go to spend some positive time. You know, and I just want everybody that's listening right now to realize that even a negative time is only a season, you know, because right. if you keep working hard, you'll be able to experience, you know, some good season. And people don't realize in season is good and bad. So, you know, like I said, is when you never give up and you work hard and you believe in a man up above, you can overcome, you know, any of these weaknesses.
Thank you. Thank you for this message, because it's so important. We all are parents. We have our children around. We have one, you know, a community that needs our help. And for me, I am a mama. I know, Master P, you are also daddy.
Yeah.
And I would like to find out. And I know the DJ is a young daddy also. But what types of programs are available through your foundation? And how are you reaching out to the communities so they can be aware of these programs?
Yeah, if you want to find out about our programs, you go to letthekidsgrow.org. Our thing is taking at-risk youth off the street and finding a safe haven, which is Let the Kids Grow Foundation, to where we focus on music, film, and dance. But to be able to get a scholarship to get into the music, film, and dance school, you also, to get into these classes, every day after school, you have to read a book. You have to do your homework. We focus on the education part of this to be able to give back to the next generation and let them know how important. What if you make it as an entertainer or as an athlete, an doctor, a lawyer? You need your education to fall back on. So I think that's the step that we're doing. We're taking kids in an environment to where it's poverty. And it's a free after school program where you could come to. And I mean, it's amazing to watch that are successful. I have Brandon Jennings, DeMar DeRozan just signed a $40 million contract. This kid is from Compton, California. He's playing in the NBA right now, and I had him in my program since he was in the seventh grade.
Wow. So, you know, it's interesting, Master P, because I think one of the things that your foundation really teaches, and I've worked for Oprah Winfrey for many, many years, and Oprah sort of, you know, expounds on this herself, which is that, you know, you have to learn to, I think you have to keep close to you, those things that sort of feed you and nourishes you and the things that protect you and keeps you strong and smart and, you know, and feeling good. And it's sort of like once you know better, you can do better, right? And so sometimes these children at risk, they really just need someone to show them a different way, right? And which comes down to this idea of generosity of spirit, right? Giving of your time to show, you know, someone less fortunate that there's a different way, there's a different path. And that's something that you've given yourself, 100 completely over to this foundation. Because I'm just talking to your partner, Samin Hazamizadeh, who has told me that you're trying to raise money for computers, for an actual school and a school bus to get these kids to these programs. I mean,
my whole thing is with this, you know, I want to show these kids a first class lifestyle for us. When they come in this program, I want them to feel good. And that's why I'm honoring Tyler Perry, Dwight Howard. These guys come from nothing, and they experience this life. And I want to show these kids that, you know, these are actual people that made it out of these environments, and they had the same stakes that you have right now. So guess what? If you work hard, you can make it. You can be the next one. So, you know, and that's why we look at the people that we are honoring. They are inspiring the next generation. You know, and that's what I said. I want people to come back and inspire. Because like you said, those kids need to know that somebody actually made it from out of this type of environment.
Well, and you were saying that basically you were one of those at-risk kids at one point in time, and there was a mentor that made a difference for you. I come from a completely different atmosphere where education was always something that was espoused. There was never a question you were going to go to college. What was it inside of yourself that said, okay, I'm not going to go with the gangs. I'm going to follow the mentor who says, no, you got to work harder. It's not going to be given to you, but you can do it. You're going to be successful. What was it that at a young age obviously kind of rang a bell for you?
Yeah, well, you know what? Just seeing what happened to the other people around me, seeing what happened with the kids that was on drugs, seeing what happened with the kids that was joining gangs, you know, watching these kids lose their lives at a young age and even watching what they put their parents through, you know, it started making me say to myself, I don't want to put my parent through that. You know, I can do something better. And it's like once you get a taste of going out there and doing something and feel good, even somebody sitting around telling you, wow, you know what, son, I'm proud of you. You know, great job. Because all these kids here is negative, negative, negative. You know, and I think as adults, we have to be able to give that back to that next generation and let these kids know that we're proud of them. You guys are doing something well, you know what I'm saying, because they don't hear that a lot.
I love that, because you know? is this not the role of parents first and a later community to really look into their own child life and say, I am the exemplar. And you know, what I love about you, Master P, because obviously your music, music when you were rapping in 1990s and a little bit earlier is little tough to hear. And it was so cool because I have 18 years old daughter who is also a singer-songwriter and USC student. And I said, okay, Natashka, let's listen to the music. And she was saying, Mommy, pretty tough songs. The lyrics are pretty, pretty tough. And that wasn't really a surprise, because that's what we expect from the rappers and street and especially early, the true rap. But you know what I love about you, Master P? That you have this amazing son, and your son's name is Percy Romeo Miller. And I understand that one day he was driving with you in the car and your song came out on the radio and you were lowering level of your own song for your son to not hearing your own lyrics. And then what did you say? I want to do something different. I want my son to be in the music business and just maybe sing and just sing and different lyrics and be sending good message. And you have record label. Yes, who does this?
Yeah, and the thing about this is, as parents, we can't be afraid to want better for our kids, you know, and not teach them the same thing that we have, you know, learned and what we've been through. You know, we're not perfect, but I think, you know, we want our kids to be better than us. I mean, as a parent, I've always wanted that for my kids, saying, you know what, I started off on the wrong track. You don't have to start off like that. Look at my mistakes. And I'm not afraid to show my kids my mistakes. And even show the kids that around me, like, you know what, I'm not perfect. Don't look at where I come from, my music. I mean, that's like a God-given talent of mine, but it's bigger. I'm a better person. It's different. I mean, this was all I knew at the time.
Right. And you know what, Percy, that, you know, Master P, that's really the thing, right? It's like, you know, what Oprah always says to me. It's, again, it's when you know better, you do better, right? And it's interesting to me, because you did something that I think is really, you know, I know you don't like to brag about yourself. I know you hate to do that. So I'm going to brag on you just a little bit. So one of the things that I really admire about what you've done is that you've sort of done this thing about, you know, making mistakes isn't you know, enough to be great, right?
You learn from
First, you have to admit the mistake, and then you have to learn how to turn that mistake into an advantage, right? And that's, I think that's what you've done. You've, you know, okay, I went down this path, and now, you know, I want my children to do better. And now you've got this, your son, who's now, now I don't know if he's going to reach your pinnacle of success, but he's really close to your, he's certainly following your footsteps. He's, you know, your whole family just seems to have a magical touch with music.
And we have tiny surprise maybe for Daddy, for Master P, and for all of us parents, because like we say, children sometimes are much better than us. Sometimes they are just doing what we wanted to do all life, and Take a Stand Records label is obvious one of this record labels that promotes hip-hop music with no profanity and positive message. Then let's listen maybe a little bit to Romeo.
Yeah, and I'm proud of my son for doing that. And what I want to tell all the parents that's out here right now that's listening, don't be afraid to listen to your kids, too. You know, we be quick to judge them and to say something, but if we give them our ear, I think that we really can make a difference because we can understand them. And I'm not quick as a parent to be, you know, I just fuss at your kids all the time. Now I'm starting to, you know, saying if I'm going to be a good parent, I have to be able to listen and understand why they're going through this or why they did this and why they did that without condemning them, without understanding what their situation is. So, you know, even me as a parent, I'm getting better as a listener now, to listen to my kids so I can be able to, you know.
Yeah, it's like listening with your heart, right? You've got to be able to listen with your heart, which was what we talked about earlier in the show. I have a question for you, Master P. So for these families at risk through your foundation, are there classes that's for better parenting? That's part of your outreach too, is to reach out to the parents as well.
We also have on Thursdays the parents come in and they have to come in and spend at least an hour with their kid. We do art, and you know, we kind of like paint these pictures. So with the parents, they end up painting a picture like where they are, you know, the love they have in the heart for their kids. Give them a chance to kind of work together. And then it also, we're able to open up to the parents and to the kids and show them a better way. You know, we're able to communicate. And I think because most of these parents are working, you know, they don't have time. But, you know, to be able to spend that hour on Thursdays, I mean.
And the reality, too, is that some of these parents are single parents, right? These kids have, like, a mother or father. They don't have both parents. And
most of these kids come from single parents in home.
Right. Well, so, just a question for you, Master P, is what communities are able to take advantage of these programs today? I know that you're really driving for national programs with your foundation. Mm-hmm. So where are you kind of reaching out to now? What communities are you in today?
Well, right now I'm in like the Watts area. I'm in the Crenshaw area, Van Nuys, Ventura County. I mean, you know, it's been great, man, to be able to, you know, the local Los Angeles area and reach these kids in the community.
Let me just explain that for our national listeners on the show. Okay, so those areas that Master P just talked about, those are pretty expansive areas all across the Orange County area. I mean, you're covering a lot of ground because California is a pretty big state, and you know, so is Orange County. That's pretty. And how long have you? When did this start the foundation? How long has this been into effect?
I've been doing this for at least 10 years now.
And the thing is, I want America to know, is that you started this with your own money, your own time. Yeah. You didn't ask for money from somebody else. You didn't, you know, your foundation is really something new in perpetuity, but you've really spent millions of dollars of your own money and resources to reach out to these young people. And I think that's really phenomenal. That's really an amazing message for our young people today. In the industry.
Yeah, I'm definitely serious about these kids, man, and I know that we can make a difference together. And that's, I've already showed the world that, you know what, if I could do it, you could do it. We all could be a part of, you know, making a difference for these kids because these are our future.
Master P, we have this amazing event on December 1st, 2012, at 6 p.m., Beverly Hills, California. Let the Kids Grow Foundation. Then could you explain us, we have amazing guests, or you have amazing guests that are attending the event, and I know you will be raising a lot of money, and I am almost shy to ask how much you think we will raise, or you will raise, but we have amazing guests coming. Then just so excited, can you explain us a little bit more about this?
Yeah, well, you know, on December 1st, we have a black tie event where we having a celebrity team come out that are after the same initiative that I have. Tyler Perry, Dwight Howard, Christy Elliott, Romeo. I mean, it's going to be amazing. And I'm just so thankful for everybody coming together to be a part of this because, everybody had one common goal, and that is to inspire the next generation. And it's not, to be honest with you, it's not about how much money we raise. It's about how much awareness we bring and how many people we bring that want to be a part of making a difference for these kids. So I'm going to focus on that part, bringing awareness, getting other people to come and participate in such a great cause. And, you know,
well, that's what we want to do. We so believe in what you're doing, Master P, that we wanted to have you on the show. We wanted to, you know, promote you on our national format, so that, you know, we know that we even have sponsors, some sponsors in Dallas who are going to come, who are reaching out to sponsor part of this foundation for you. So, I mean, there's a lot of people working, you know, nationally, you know, to support what you're doing, because your vision is really, I think, something that's been lacking in the community. And I think that the fact that you put together all these people and your resources, I mean, who better to do this than Master P, right? With your reputation, I mean, it just seems like a natural, you know, segue for you, I think.
Yeah, well,
you seem to be pretty comfortable in the role of philanthropist, I must say.
You know, I to me, this comes from my heart. I give from my heart. I've been doing this a long time. And I just love the people that love the kids, that want to see our next generation better. I want to see my kids better than me. Yes. So, you know, I mean, Let the Kids Grow Foundation, that's what it's all about. It's about education. Education saves lives and changes lives. Because I have a brother that's deceased, and I have a brother that's incarcerated. But they didn't have the education that I have. So I know the importance. When you talk about dealing with at-risk youth, you're talking about kids that really deserve a better chance at life but have no resources. And if we can give those kids those same resources that I have, I mean, you're going to have a lot of Master P's, a lot of Tyler Perry's, a lot of Oprah Winfrey's.
People just need to know, people, you know, children today, they need somebody to take a moment and to tell them that they have a gift. They need that they matter, right? That sometimes it's all it takes is just a little bit of attention. You know, the thing is, can you, again, Master P, would you just get for the audience, tell them the website for your foundation everybody can go to?
Everybody can go to letthekidsgrow.org.
Letthekidsgrow.org, and they can find more information about where to donate, either time, resources. There's also information on that website about the Black Tie event. I know that, you know, there's still sponsors available for some of the tables, so we'd love to see more people sponsor, you know, the event. I know that most of the larger tables are all sold out, but, you know, we'll keep taking more people, right, Master P?
Absolutely. Everybody who wants to donate. And Master P, if I can ask you something, I have some song, short song maybe, and I think you can just give a story about this song. And could you listen with us for a second? Okay, Stephanie, can we play? Okay.
So look, this is what we're going to do. V, you meet me up by the hills. Get his black box to black. Tell Lil D we're going to break low cell. Tell all the college boys we'll be back at the crib. We're going to wrap it up. Package it in something nice, and then we gon' make millions. And tell Pops he can finally sleep. I got this.
I'm the ice cream man. Call me J.I. I'm the ice cream man.
Call me J.I.
Cause I got what you want. Hook it up, not 21, but in the club. I make it ring, I make it flood. That's your girl, she know what's up.
Okay, Master P, this is your wonderful son. And I understand in 1996 you released your album, Ice Cream Man. And then now your son is also singing the song. And he will be part of this gorgeous, amazing event on December 1st, and hopefully he will help to raise millions of dollars for children who need our help to be having better life in the future. Could you tell me how this happened, that son decided to just re-record the song and just
Well, you know, I think that music is something that moves you, and I think that with this generation right now, they are remixing a lot of the older songs, and I was happy to see my son remix one of my oldest songs, Ice Cream Man, which is definitely is a fun record.
It's almost like a tribute to you, actually. I mean, I can tell you're not proud of him at all. I can tell in your voice you're not proud at all. No.
I'm very proud, and it's like
Well, you know, Master P, I gotta tell you, we were so proud of what you're doing at the foundation that we really, Accent On here on LA Talk Radio, we really want to be a part of the foundation. We want to help support you. So we'd love for you to come back and maybe give us an update on the fundraiser and maybe even, you know, let us, you know, bring a family that we can talk to a family about who's benefited from the foundation so that we can continue to help drive people and awareness, you know, nationally for what you're doing. We'd sure like to support you in that.
Or also meet somebody who really got not the easiest start in life, but because of what you are doing and your friends and your son and your organization, that really has right now much, much better life. Because I know if you create better life for somebody else, this person will remember and give back twice more. And that's how I love, you know, a community to grow. Because if somebody helps me, I will be sure to help somebody else in life later.
And that's what I tell my kids all the time. If one of y'all make it, reach back and help somebody else. That's what life is about.
How do we love you? We love you a lot, Master P. And John?
We are absolutely honored to have you on the show. And we are blessed that your this foundation is really growing. Let the kids grow. .org.
Yeah.
So we want people to go to that website. You can donate money, you can donate time, you can donate resources.
Yes.
I know we need computers. We're looking for, you know, school equipment to set up some really great after-school programs and continue that mission. So
for kids that may be interested in participating, how do they need to get a hold of you guys?
They could sign up. All the information is on the website. Go to littlekidsgrow.org. If you want to email us, go to info@littlekidsgrow.org, and you could definitely reach out to the counselors and find out where do you fit in, what program you want to be a part of, and we would love to have you.
Well, I think what we're going to do, Master P, because we so want to honor what you're doing, your vision, that I think over the next few weeks, we'll do a little segment and talk about different programs that you're offering, and just to keep the awareness out there, we're going to do that for you, just because we really believe in what you're doing. So.
And hopefully we'll see you on December 1st, and we'll be very, very happy to raise and help raise more money for our organization.
Thank you so much, Master P. Thanks for coming out.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Wow. Now, talk about a generous man.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Yes, learning from the best.
But, you know, and just for our listeners out there, it was not choreographed. John's segment and Master P were totally separate segments there, but they went together so very well.
Oh, I know. Wasn't that nice?
Really?
Yeah. So we were channeling each other, I think.
Yeah.
I think so, because he was talking about just the generosity that you were talking about and how he came from where these kids are that he's trying to help out. So it's kind of a first-hand knowledge of what you can actually accomplish coming from.
Well, you could hear the passion in his voice when he talked about the organization, this foundation. When he talks about children at risk, families at risk, you can hear in his voice that he's really serious about wanting to uplift and bring these children to a whole other level of understanding that they have value and that they can contribute to society in a meaningful way. And I just think that we need more people in the music industry, especially in the rap industry, where there's so many negative connotations sometimes of rap that, you know, it's a whole different paradigm, right? He's really changing the face of rap by this foundation.
Pretty much by himself.
Doctor.
I mean, now he's gotten other people involved and it's growing very nicely, it seems. But when he started out, it was just him.
And you talk to Samin Hazamizadeh, who's, you know, she's a well-known philanthropist in Beverly Hills. And, you know, when Percy Miller, he knew exactly who to go to. He got the right people involved to build this foundation the right way. So, you know, the least we can do, you know, obviously, is we want to continue to support what Master P is doing with Samin and
But so again, that event is on December the 1st, and you can go to the website letthekidsgrow.org, and you can learn more about the event, the fundraiser, also how you can give of your time, of your money. And also, if you want to partake of the programs, you can find all the programs there, and there's the contact information where to sign up. But we'll keep bringing that to you over the next few weeks.
And I'm sure this is the best time right now to maybe finish our Accent On for today with, again, a Romeo song, because I think this song is really cool, very clean, and very happening, and very 2013, probably.
So we'll let them, we'll let Masterpiece Son play us out tonight.
I think so.
Thanks,
that's
America,
how
for listening.
Bye-bye. Thank you, America, for listening. We love you, Masterpiece. Thank you for doing so good for so many children and raising money to help them having a better life. And Romeo, right now.
This boy's gonna be back at the crib. We're gonna wrap it up. We're gonna package it in something nice. And then we're gonna make millions. And tell Pops he can finally sleep. I got this.
Yeah. I'm the ice cream man.
Not 21, but in the club, I make it ring, I make it flood. That's your girl, she know what's up. Never breathing Cali green, all that color purple stuff. Me, no Martian, oxygen is enough. I'm the ice cream man in the ice cream world, where the girl chase boys and the girls chase girls. Money over witches, gold diggers and pearls, but I got what you need if you're a big girl. Me, no gangster, me, no killer, but those run in the family, last name Miller. Ice cream pink job, she ice cream wet. Lost the star of my team with me, CeeLo Speck.
I'm the ice cream man. Call me J.I. I'm the ice cream man.
Call me J.I.
Cause I got what you want.
What you want, I give you what you need. You wanna grow a peach, then I give you seeds. You never had this, you might become a fiend. If you wanna touch, feel free, please. Let her warm it up like a hot day in Aspen. Turn the music up, scratch that, just blast it. Clean it up, never leave evidence. Then find a chick and tell her that she heaven sent. Yeah, now she shaking like Jello. Her and her friends play my chocolate cello. I learned the game from a hustler, so I think like a hustler.
I'm what? The ice cream man.
Call me J.I.
I'm the ice cream man.
Call me J.I.
Cause I got what you want.
Now you got a headache, you gon' need an Advil. You want war, I'ma bring that pain. Like Damon Wayans, I make repeat your name. I'm a major pain, you just a private. I'm a lieutenant, general, signing. All my money pile, and they keep on stacking. Never coming down, then why?
Whether you like it or not, we taking the team right back to the top. It's either that or I'm taking cream right back to the block. Either way, I gotta get it, cause your boy like living a life of no limit. I swipe with no limits, huh? For 010, we gon' do it again, cause I swear Rome is just beat with a little lighter skin. Signing off, young black, you know what they say, what goes around always gotta come back.
I'm the ice cream man,
call me J.I.
I'm the ice cream man,
call me J.I.
Cause I got what you want, cause I